as the energy conceived, the innermost service is conferring on me. This is wonderful. I am rather find myself in the grave of wonderful. And this is not a chance coincidence, not a matter of the minute, but this sort of grace is being conferred on me, and nothing here. Permanent sadhita. This is a permanent settlement. He is conferring down on me, the smallest and negligent creature can ever be conceived in this world. But the grace, how much is the grace? You see, we are very eager to get some happiness, but even a point is very much dear to us. A speck of happiness or bliss. One professor, Babu Sanyal, he told when he was a boy, he was a man of Faridpur, and there this Ganges water is very dear. So from his childhood he was habituated to see Ganges water by drops. A drop of Ganges water is touched on one's head and he is being revived. The conception of Ganges water is dear in that place. But his father was serving in Bahrampur on the verge of Ganges. Once, following his father, he is coming this side and passing through Ganges water. Then, when he told what river is this, his father told, this is Ganges, river Ganges. So much water. The boat is passing through Ganges water, and only a drop of Ganges water can never be found, to hardly be found in our country, and so much Ganges water is there that the boat is passing through over it. So much happiness.
Anandam Bodhivardhanam.
All blissfulness, all of all divinity, that is so much clear to this land, this part of the creation. And there is everything is all dancing, Gamanam Nettam and Toyam Amritam, all drink is but nectar.
Kathaganam.
All words are sweet because their subject matter is sweetness personified Krishna. Kathaganam. Pleasing everybody, that Kathaganam. Ramanam Nettam. And the very environment. Trees, cows, lambs, everything, all fulfilled in our tattva. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Everything for you is there.
Yeah.
Everything for you, offering them. Everything, we are all your friends. You can take anything you like. We are ready for your satisfaction. Opulence being offered from all sides. That is the a meager representation to us in this fallen area where we fallen souls are living, that has been extended to the scripture and this house. The intimation, Saadhus are agents coming down from that land here to recruit us, to take us to that. That sphere, you are so poorly representing you you like happiness. You want happiness. Are you seeking happiness, ecstatic? Oh, come with me. The opulence is there. The cunning, the mind is there. You come as how much you can take, how much you can contain. Your
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sahib, I have brought a good news. Oh. For I forget the
song. Yes, Vaikuntha Puri Ate Nishreya Sagam.
Kalyankalpa.
Nishreya Sagam. Puri Ate Nishreya Sagam.
Taniya Anite Vrikkha Ekam.
Kalpa Vrikkha Yoganam. তার একটা বৃক্ষ আমি এখানে কল্যাণ কল্প তুলে এনেছিলাম। টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষ এ কর্কশ মন, নাচিল বৃক্ষের সভা সাধুজন। তারপরে কি গুরু প্রসাদেতে তাকে আবার ফের ইয়ে করে সংস্কার করে তোমাদের কাছে দিচ্ছি। কল্যাণ কল্প মেনি সাচ ট্রিজ অ্যান্ড ক্রিপচার্স আর ক্রিপার্স আর দেয়ার অ্যান্ড ওনলি ওয়ান আই হ্যাভ ট্রাইড টু কাম ডাউন Men is the highest medium Mahaprabhu recommends. Men. And it is open to all. Open to all. No much question of eligibility in taking them. From whatever corner he may come, only a sincere will is necessary. Yes, I want.
Sincere
will. Yes, I want this. And that is the qualification. No other qualification is necessary. Only sincere will. Only, yes, I want this. Thus, everything is there. And yes, come forward. I shall give you. But the will must be sincere. Shraddha. Shraddha. Faith.
Receptive.
Then he is here. Kesavo nahi dulaga ahankara jutanantu madhi padvada sahabarasaya ahankara nivittanam kesavo nahi dulaga. He is not far away. Only the egoism is the wall between the two. And the egoism of karma and the gyan removed, and we are with the Lord. We are with the Lord. Tad dure tad antike. Far for them, and near for the others, for the sadhalu. He is near. So near that we cannot conceive of that nearness. Even Padas himself is not so near to myself. He is so near to us. We may conceive it clearly. I cannot see me as much as he can see me. I cannot love me as much as he loves me. And his men love me. His men love me. I can't love myself so much. Such as our relationship with the Lord. But with the divine name, divine master, can make us conscious of this act of our destination, the destination. What are we doing? Only gathering some transient transient feeling of the this material sensation, this of this material body.
I don't like this stuff. The current is on.
So our Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. He has done a miracle. Bhagavad Bhakti Vinod conceived, and the Prabhupada tried to add his conception to translate into action in his last days. And anyhow, we find that through Swami Maharaj, his aspiration has been fulfilled to a great extent. We are happy, we are glad, we are proud of this. We love you all. And our Guru Maharaj told that when one person is come to take diksha and to stay in the mutt, then he said that after wandering a long time in the foreign land, he is again coming just to his home. Homeward. Godward means homeward, back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. Back to God and back to home. Sweet, sweet home. Our home is there and none and nowhere else. So we may be quite free there, no apprehension of any misgivings or misunderstandings. With such boldness and clear faith, we can go on, onward, onward. And what are we living on the back? That is all mortal things, transient.
By age and by experience, in both ways, he is senior to me. Also, I was fortunate to have his association since a very long time. Perhaps in 1930 or something like that. At that time, he did not accept sannyas. He just left home, Banaprastha. In his white dress, he went to Ravat. Maharaj, I think you remember this incident when you went to Ravat.
Yes, I do.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so at that time.
We took prasad on the roof.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. So, and that auspicious occasion, we are connected. And before that, in 1922, when I was manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory, a young man, and I was nationalist Congress Party, I was a devotee of Mahatma Gandhi and C.R. Das. At that time,
similar was the case with me.
Yes.
1920.
Yes.
The beginning of
I was in connection with the Congress in 1970. Yes, 17, when Annie Besant became the Congress President. Yes. Then I became serious in 1920 and I gave up my education. So, one of my friends, that friend is also now, you perhaps you know Maharaj, that Naren Malli.
Yes.
Yes. He was my intimate friend. So, in their house, old Tirtha Maharaj went to make some alms. They were rich men. So he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to our house and he has invited in Ultaranga, there is Gauriya Mahat. So he has invited me. I used to go there. Why didn't you come? Let us go together. He was my very intimate friend. So at that time, I was a little pessimistic. So now I know all these sadhus there. I'm not going. So he forced me. Oh, why not? Then let us go. All right, let us go. So I went to see His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in that Ultaranga building, at that time Prabhupada was sitting on the roof. There was a small house as room, and we are welcome because that Narayan Mallik was a very rich man, and he contributed some money. So we went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisances. So immediately he said that you are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message from the whole world? So I replied him, sir, we are dependent nation who will hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independence. Because I was politically minded at that time. Yeah. So he refuted my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated. Then we had offered some prasadam, we came down. My friend Narayan Mallik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there, and it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. And then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Bose's laboratory, and I accepted their agency for whole UP, beginning from Mogalsai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allahabad. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. From the very beginning, that is my impression that I have met a real sadhu. So, actually the word lagamatra sadhu sangya sarva siddhi hai was actually, I perceived that. For a moment, and impressed so much Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it continued. Then, in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when you joined Gauri Math?
27.
That means?
I met 26 August. Grand Division 27 May.
So in 1928 there was a Kumbh Mela, I think. And during that Kumbh Mela, Tirtha Maharaj with a party came to my shop, Prayag Pharmacy, all of a sudden. And I saw, oh, these are the people I saw. Gauri Math. Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Tirtha Maharaj asked me that we have come new year, we are going to establish a temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj, had a first meeting in my house at Allahabad with, I think, the Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Dhir Krishna Brahmachari.
Yes.
So, my father was Vaishnava. So, when I invited these Gaurimath sadhus, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna Mission. So, he was not very interested. While Tirtha Maharaj was speaking, I called my father was at that time invalid. I called him that, please come down. There is a meeting of the Gauriyamath. So, he could not resist my request. He came down, but he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this is Ramakrishna Mission, rascals have come. So he was not very happy, but I told, he was sitting, in the meeting he just criticized him. Then when he heard the speech of our old Tirtha Maharaj, our old brother, he understood, they are Vaishnavas. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood, you said that you are the Ramakrishna Mission sadhus. I am so glad to meet you. So that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauriyamath. And they were coming, and whenever somebody would come, I would invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before that, no, I think I invited Bharati Maharaj, and you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauriyamath. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishe taddhanam sanai. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India. Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, D.K. Pal, and all of that, they liked my business organization. Then I started a big laboratory in Lucknow. That was golden day. But gradually, everything became dwindled. And at last, my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost on account of some of my debts. I had to hand it over to Dr. Karthik Chandra Bose because I was his agent, so I had some debts. So I tell him, all right, you take his business. In this way, the platform was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jajabar Maharaj, at that time Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Otulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mart? Why don't you come to our mart? You are now free. So I used to visit their temple that was not far away from my house.
They,
Malaka, yes. And the intimate relationship with Gauriyamath grew. In this way, I think in 1935, Sir Malcolm Haley came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Math. Maharaj, I think you remember. Yes.
Just after coming from Vrindavan.
Yes. Parikrama. And the Parikrama, that is also another incident. That I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for these Gaurimath people. And before 1933, I met Sridhar Maharaj and other devotees, old Tirtha Maharaj. So they were very kind to me. So the Parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this Parikrama? Let me go. So I met them in Koshi, where Maharaj, you may remember. And all people were going to see some Sesha Sai. Yes. So at that time Vinod Da, later on Kesham Maharaj, he informed that Prabhupada is going to Mathura tomorrow morning and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, may remain or otherwise they may prepare to go to see Sesha Sai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Sridhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what shall I see this Sesha Sai? Let me hear. Prabhupada, speak. Let me hear. So Prabhupada marked that this
book. You have to listen to him.
Huh?
To experience, high experience.
He, because he is a Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Allahabad, so Ganesh Babu, he introduced me that here is a nice devotee. So Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I am Marchi. He does not go away, he hears. This very word he said, yes, I will accept him as his son. Then I was initiated. In this way, our relationship with Gaurimath developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long history, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness for several years. I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Sridhar Maharaj lived as a in my house as a sublessee for a few years. So naturally we had very intimate talks and he was my good advisor. I took his advices and instruction very seriously because from the very beginning I know he's a pure Vaishnava and devotee and I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in so many ways. He also tried to help me, so our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Mok, I wanted to organize another organization, making Sridhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to make, at that time, Goswami Maharaj, one of my friends' house at Sialda. Sridhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. But somewhere or other.
So I had one house on Harrison Road.
Yes.
Belonging to Narayan
Mandir. Yes.
In very small.
Yes. He wanted to rent us only for 90 rupees. I told him, you just give me the concept. He at that time he was getting 125, but because I am his friend, all that I will give him, 90. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta
Sarasvati. Yes. Yes,
1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and the other side decreased. Virakti Annata Sad, but I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that you must give her this. And the history is known better to Sridhar Maharaj, how he decreased. Then almost he became nil, and then I left home in 1950. Whatever was there, all right, you do whatever you like. In 1950, for 4 years, I remained as Banaprastha. Why 4 years? From 1950 to 1959. In the meantime, the Bombay life. Bombay life, yes. Bombay life, that is, during my householder life, I opened an office. In Bombay for my business. And practically Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them, Sridhar Maharaj also. And we made two parties for begging, collecting alms. And Sridhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj. At that time he was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctor's friends. So I collected about 500 rupees through the exchange. Sridhar Maharaj would speak, I introduced, and Goswami, at that time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. In this way, three combined together, in 1 day or 2 days, at that time 500 rupees. What? Big amount. Big sum. Yes. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me that Aya Babu is so expert, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many things. So, why does he should not be the Martin Charles in this way? Why should not live with us? Why is living separately in this way? So Prabhupada, Paras Siddhartha, when he was married, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And he would do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. So his inclination, blessings were always upon me, although I was unfit. But he was so kind.
I was afraid of collecting sufficient funds to conduct the expenditure of the Vande Mataram.
Yes, he was afraid.
He asked you.
Prabhupada gave me some money that he is afraid. He paid this money and then he can. So, and by Guru Vaishnava, and whatever position I have got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessings. Otherwise, I am insignificant. So I wish that Sridhar Maharaj may bestow his blessing as you are doing always, and may Guru Maharaj may help me. I can give some service so long as he helps.
Mm-hmm. Radha Damodar.
Yes.
And he said, this is a Bhagavatam in Radha Damodar, in Jiva Goswami.
Yes, Jiva Goswami.
That gave the last impression to
yes, Swami
Radha. For him.
Yes, I thought that Guru Maharaj wanted, and these Gauri Math people did not do anything. So let me try in this old age. So the inspiration came, and I went by His grace. It has become little successful. So I have no credit. It is all the blessings of Guru and Vaishnava. That's all. I have no credit. I do not know how things are happening, because I am not at all bona fide for this. But it is through the Charya Vaishnava Seva Anistha Te Chitima.
Showing yourself in the current of eternity.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Carry me while you lie. He carried to us the land of gold and golden avatar. Gold and gold.
I always speak to this, my American disciples, that you are taken care by God. You see, your position is very good. And now you take to Krishna consciousness and you become a perfect nation. That I preach always. By the grace of Krishna, you have got everything. All material affluence. Now make it plus Krishna. Then it will be very nice. Lakshmi Narayan. So these boys are trying very sincerely and seriously. And I hope even I do not live many more years, they will carry out this order.
No coming down to me, that should be cured.
And our Gauranga Maharaj.
Rupa said, even though Dhara Kokana Ruddha Hivena.
It is not possible.
Body participant.
Yes.
Carefully.
That's all.
And the body
everything is there. Everything is there.
This ashram is being opened today. What is its position? In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattiko Vasa Grama Vasastu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadhanam Manniketantu Nirgunam Vanavas. That plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is Vanavas. A simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, that Sattika Vasa. Most conducive to our religious life. No grandeur, of any material enjoyment, etc. That is sattvika vas, vanavas. Rajasa vas is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and its civilization. That is rajasa, where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we live to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, duta sadhanam, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum, and minimum and giving to others in a society or any paraphernalia. Reckless life, the life in the clubhouse or a hotel or something like that is a responsible life. Tamasa, duta sadhanam, manniti etantunet gunam. And if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may dive ourselves in any amount of grandeur or anything of the type, but still it is not gone because we are not master there. We are servant. The vanavas, though simple, which with minimum materials around our life to live, but still there we are master, we command. But here we are mere servant, everything to be served. Whatever we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust, that is to be served, and not to enjoy, nor to renounce it. That is the a form of life, a life of worship, a life of devotion, not only to the deity, the Lord, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the Supreme Lord. Manniti jantunet gunam. So we have come to live here a life of nirguna life, gunatita, gunatita, that we really the crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material world, whatever of conception it may be. And to learn that Isha Vashmigam Sadvam, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, that Isha Vashmigam Sadvam, in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity and the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we are to live in such a training house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, what our Guru Maharaj has inaugurated in this world to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme, to the worship, to the loving service of the Supreme Entity. We are like oases in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. They are life-giving and not slaughtering institutions like so many educational institutions that we find. And one, Savidya Manmati Jaya, where this sort of training comes, that go towards center, towards reality, towards beauty, towards harmony, towards solution of life, towards nectar-giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came, a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is recent history of India. He came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have a one center of your divine grace. But our Guru Maharaj answered in return that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple therein, not only villages. So that was his idea. Prithivije asiyata nagaradi jam sadvatra prachar haive mor nam. With this idea he started his mission, Gauriya Math, Gauriya Mission. And we see that Swami Maharaj, by his grace, is able to spread, to take it out beyond India and throughout the world and different continents. We are very happy to see new faces around us for the preaching purpose and spreading the news of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Mahaprabhu, the mission of Sri Krishna and his love. We heard there are elevationists, there are renunciationists. But we are sadhvitas. Gehaṁ yuṣāṁ abhimanaḥ suryāt sadāno. True to heaven and the heart make it feliz at that. Like, true to the kindred point of heaven and the heart. Cloister and the heart. Now is a breed. But heart has been made the cloister. The gopi bhajan is to make heart the cloister. Not that the cloister have a separate place. The heart will be cloister. And Krishna conception of Godhead is only can make possible the heart to be the cloister. The whole cell will be converted, every nook and the corner. Nothing should be left out. No faculty should be left out for any other purpose but to devote in all respects to the Supreme Entity. To be faithful to the extreme. Nothing should be left. This is only possible in Sri Krishna conception of Godhead. Akhila rasa amrita murti, all sorts of ecstasy, happiness, anything of the type can be possible in its divine form when we find Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord and nowhere else. One gentleman, a Western gentleman, he told, There are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours can be devoted in the service of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only thrice in the day, not only five times in the day, but every hour and a second should be devoted in the service of the Supreme Entity, and nothing will be left behind. Sada. This sort of service is only possible in Kirtaniya Sada Hari and in the service in the Ashtakariya Leela of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in Madhura Rasam. Sri Chaitanya Dev came down to this world to preach that, to give that lecture in life to our midst, one and all. Nimat Prashadhikarita, take the name of the Lord, and you will find yourself in His heaven one day, one time. This is the easiest. Not money is necessary, not physical energy in great quantity is necessary. No other helping things, only try to take the name sincerely. In a right channel it should be acquired, otherwise there will be some tampering energy. Trade in the name of religion is also going on here and there, and we should save ourselves from those difficulties. And by following a bona fide path, that we can get our achievement. So, in the day of the advent of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna consciousness means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Consciousness is Chaitanya, and Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, who came here to arouse in us the pure consciousness of Krishna, means serving Krishna in all round, all aspects, all respects. This is, and this this laudable acting is being done in a great quantity by our Swami Maharaj. So we are very happy to getting the chance of attending this function. And
I want to reach out Swami Maharaj. You can
speak. So, Sripad Srihar Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and all assembled devotees of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. Today marks a very grand day for us because it is now the birth anniversary of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared nearly 500 years ago just in this Sridhar Mayapur. And his appearance was prayed for by Sri Advaita Acharya, because the world had become in such a state where people were forgetting the actual path of how to approach God. The path of pure bhakti was being lost, and Advaita Acharya prayed that somehow some merciful incarnation could come who could save the world and restore the path of bhakti once again. In answer of his prayers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this planet. And his appearance was called the most merciful of all. There is one prayer, Namo Maha Bhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gore Sashay Namaha. My dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the most merciful of all incarnations of Godhead. Even you are more kind than Lord Krishna himself, because you are delivering what no other incarnation has ever delivered before. Pure Krishna prem, pure love for Krishna. Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita to the point that one should surrender everything unto him. Sarvadamam paritya. Surrender everything unto Krishna. But in the course of time, this process of surrendering, how to surrender to Krishna, that was lost. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is specially meant to teach us how to surrender to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Krishna trying to understand the love that Radharani feels for him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the form of devotee. And he is teaching us how to love Krishna. So actually this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, down through the many great acharyas, and most recently, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Sripada Sridhar Maharaj. This line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is giving us the highest teaching of all. Lord Chaitanya is teaching pure, unalloyed devotion without any tinge of material contamination. That love which was exhibited by the gopis 5,000 years ago is once again being given by Lord Chaitanya. And the process he has given is very simple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after all, came as a practical preacher, and he demonstrated personally the method by which one could attain the highest form of love of God. That simple method, specifically meant for Kali Yuga, is by chanting the Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's one wonderful mantra which Lord Chaitanya used to recite. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kaluva Nasteva, 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 Ratiyaransa. Because in other yugas, it might have been possible to perform various opulent sacrifices. It might have been possible to perform the mystic yoga process. It might have been possible to perform a very opulent big temple worship. But in Kali Yuga, we are not so fortunate as in past yugas. The lifespan is very short. The intelligence is very meager. The memory is almost nil. So what is that process which can still pick us up to the highest understanding of love of God? That is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply in the process of chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna. So this Hare Krishna mantra is non-different from Krishna himself. Krishna is absolute, and similarly his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, everything is on the same transcendental platform. So when one chants the name Krishna, he is immediately brought into contact with Krishna. The name Krishna and Krishna are non-different. And we see the practical proof of the efficacy of chanting this holy name. Although all of us who are gathered here, who have come from foreign countries, we were not born in the family of Brahmins. We were not even born in the family of Vaishnavas. Still, although we were born in the lowest class of people, practically Chandalas, still by chanting this name of Krishna, we have been elevated to the platform of Vaishnava. This is said, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyashi Suja Keni Naya, Ye Krishna Tattva Veta She Guru Haya. one can be born in a family of a Vipra or a learned Brahmin. One can be born in the family, one can be born in the lower class family or Sudra. One may be of the renounced order of life. If he does not know the science of Krishna, he cannot be considered guru. But one who has mastered the science of Krishna, he is considered guru. So, we can only give so much thanks to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to all the most merciful acharyas, and especially to our most beloved spiritual master, because they have all given us this chance to know the highest truth of all, Lord Sri Krishna. So on this day, when we are all gathered together, it marks the opening ceremony of our first temple here at Mayapur. Our only purpose, we the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, is to fulfill his desire. And as he has expressed it, his desire is only to fulfill the mission of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wished it that there should be a spiritual city, Sridhar Mayapur, where all the world could see an ideal spiritual community existing. Practically now, we the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada wish to make this a fact. This first building, which will serve as a residential building and as school and classroom, we hope to be just one of a very big spiritual city which can be constructed. In this way, by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wished that Europeans and Americans and Westerners from all over the world could take part in chanting along with the people of India, we wish to make the fact that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation of Godhead revealed to the whole world. So, I would like to pay on behalf of all my God brothers our sincere and humble thanks to Sripad Sridhar Maharaj for gracing us today. We are so much grateful that you have come to visit our Guru Maharaj and to help us to open this temple, which we hope will be pleasing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
এইরকম জিনিসের জন্য, এই সুদূর্লভ জিনিসের জন্য এইসব কোথা হতে এলো আমাদের চিন্তা করবার বিষয়? ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর তাঁর সস্নেহ deep and affectionate heart conceived that why not Sri Chaitanya Dev's Prima Dharma is capturing the world. It is so self-evident. It is the only constructive religion to the farthest extreme. And why not this is appreciated? This cannot but be appreciated. He has not only told that east, west, far west, all world will come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Dev, but also he very strongly told that in future no other religion will exist than the religion of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Nama Sankirtan. This also he has been portrayed. And for Prabhupada, his fire heart was trying utmost to spread this idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this grace of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every nook and corner of the world. Why not, men? They should accept such a nature and so healthy religion and so simple religion. It cannot be denied that we are so many particles. We are conditioned beings. Why not we seek some absolute center for our health, Saranagati? This is self-evident. Danyam Atmanivedanam. When there is danya, when there is real, sincere feeling of oneself, the next thing cannot but come to take shelter under some greater power. And that relation must be of love and affection. Love and beauty and love is controlling the central thing, not power. Power cannot control, cannot be the control in the extreme sense, but love should be in a sincere heart. This must be reflected. So the affectionate and deep thinking heart of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Prabhupada desired, and that desire means Mahaprabhu's desire and Krishna's desire, and that has been embodied in Swami Maharaj and so many of efficient men have joined, peasants, boys have joined, both ladies and gentlemen have joined his mission to work out to a sure success. This we pray and we feel.
And his mother's age was about 70 years. He was the youngest son of his family. Still, for the deliverance of the fallen souls of the world, he took sannyas. So, the sannyas order is accepted according to the predecessors. He's talking. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are three dandi sannyas. The Mahabadi Sankar Sampradaya, they are ekadandi. Our Vaishnava Sampradaya, three dandi sannyas is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Many great preachers and authorities, they took sannyas, three dandi sannyas. Tridanda means kaya, man and vakya, body, mind and words. In this rod there are four rods, three kaya, man, vakya and one the person. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was that Indians should take up the responsibility for preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. As I was explaining last night, Bharat Bhumite Hoila Manusya Janma Ja Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropaka. The Indians, they are meant for giving something to the world, but unfortunately they have become beggars, simply asking something from the world. We have got such a great culture, Vedic culture, that we can give tremendous benefit to the whole world. But we have given up. There are so many Jagat Gurus, but perhaps they have not seen even what is Jagat. But still, they are passing on as Jagat Guru, but they are limited. Action is within the well. 3 years, that's all. Kupamanduka. Kupamanduka does not know what is Atlantic Ocean. Frog. A frog living within the well, if he is informed, there is Atlantic Ocean, sir, which is called Jagat. This is not Jagat. You have become Jagat Guru within the well. You become Jagat Guru. Go to the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. Preach the Vedic culture. Then you claim to become Jagat Guru. Otherwise, don't falsely claim within the limit of your well. Kupamandukonla. So, we have to select persons who can preach the Vedic culture all over the world. And this Krishna consciousness movement means properly training. Now this boy, Mahansa Swami, is known from today as Mahansa Swami. He was Brahmachari. He is coming from Parsi community of Bombay. Similarly, we are selecting from all communities and training them how to become preacher of the Vedic culture. We require hundreds and thousands of preachers. Although we have got centers all over the world, but that is not sufficient. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted in every village and every town all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram. Sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. He wanted the prithivite on the surface of the globe. As many towns and cities and villages are there. Everywhere this Krishna consciousness movement must be spread. So we have got a tremendous task. And the responsibility is more or less on the Indians, as I've already explained. Bharat bhumite hoilo manushya janmula. Manushya janma. Those who are actually human beings, born in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, they should learn this Vedic culture thoroughly and preach all over the world so that they may be benefited. Paropukar. For want of this Vedic culture, the whole world is in darkness. Tamo mukundangri niseva naiva. Tamo means this darkness. So, instead of competing them in other fields, how one can drink wine and one can eat fish and flesh, we are making competition in that way. There is no question of competing in this life. Just give them knowledge, so that they may be saved. This human form of life is not meant for becoming animals. So, my request again, that those who are actually proud of becoming an Indian, they should come join and preach this cult all over the world. Thank you very much.